way more complicated than what I expected. I knew, of course, that there are a lot of laws that you have to go through or you have to respect when you open your own business, but there are a lot of things that you cannot know. You just have to experience it and then you have to find a solution.
I'm Denise Wall, and in this podcast, I take a closer look at the lives, experiences, and insights of Finland's diverse immigrant community.
This is Season 2 of Finland Through the Looking Glass, a podcast series created and hosted by Denise Wall.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's a bracing day outside, so it's a perfect time, I think, to stop in at my favorite Helsinki cafe, Enchanté. And on our show this time, I have the pleasure of chatting with someone who's usually busy working behind the scenes during our podcast recordings. It's not Travis. I'm talking about Mikael Malin. He is the owner of this lovely oasis in the city. It's great to have you on the show, Mikael.
It's my pleasure, actually, and thank you again. We have been talking about it for a while, yes. And now we have made it happen, actually.
It's been a long time coming, and finally the day is here. Well, I'm really happy for this opportunity to get to know you better, Mikael, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So why don't you start by telling us briefly about your background and how you came to be in Finland?
Let's start from the beginning, actually. I'm born in Cameroon, so in Western Africa. And my mom is a Cameroonian Nigerian, and my dad used to live there in Cameroon, so this is where they met. My life started in Cameroon, then I moved to Finland, then I moved to France, then I moved back to Finland, then I moved back to France, and then here again, back in the best country in the world, in my opinion. But I was in Kajaani, so central Finland, which was not the best city, I would say, in Finland, but it was a good start. I fell in love with Helsinki, with the culture, with the city, with the people. But they were a little part of me missing friends. So I decided to create this French cafe where I can bring this French culture and talk to French with people.
Apart from the fact that you missed France and that you wanted to sort of create a little bit of France right here in Helsinki. What was your sort of professional journey like? Did you come directly or were there other phases on that journey?
Actually, I started in Kajaani. I started by cleaning student houses. And then I moved to Helsinki. I was working in a hotel as a house cleaner. Not the easiest job, actually. And from there, I went on a breakfast side. Then I liked actually to talk to people. So I enjoyed my time way more there, and then I went to a restaurant, and then a cafe, then back on a restaurant, and then actually I was ready to open my own. I would say that all of these steps has been very logical for me because I have an ultimate goal in my life. It's to open my own hotel.
Ah.
So I always try to find a new hotel that just opened so I can see actually like how do you open a hotel, actually? What happened for the first 2-3 weeks? And so this is what I did with the Hotel St. George in Helsinki and with
Marski
as well.
Fantastic hotel, by the way.
Yeah. It was an unbelievable experience. And it's probably the place where I learned the most throughout all of the process.
I'm very much interested in your inspiration. I know that you said it was France, but in terms of deciding on the concept, what helped you sort of solidify the concept before you opened up Enchanté?
Actually, I would say like meeting people, of course, because like you learn a lot through people. I believe so that the cafe is the first step, and that's also like very logical for me to open first a cafe so I can actually learn a lot more about the entrepreneur life and then move from the cafe to the restaurant and then maybe from the restaurant to the hotel. I think that the hotel is very complex. Restaurant is also quite complex, actually. So cafe was very easy. I wanted to have a different cafe that resembled me, actually. And well, I'm from Cameroon, from France. My nature is I'm very flirty with everybody, You can be like a woman, a man, or whatever. But like
equal opportunity flirt.
Exactly. That is what I like to do. I like to talk to people and I like to flirt with people. So it was very logical for me to open a cafe, French cafe, where our motto is a bit flirty, a bit romantic, and a bit of enchanté, of course.
So when you started this business, what would you say were the biggest challenges you faced in getting things set up and also keeping the business running?
Well, first of all, to get a loan, that was the first big step, big challenge. It was just after Corona. So I think that it was very challenging to get a loan to start a business because like people didn't believe too much in a new business coming out. So I would say that first. And then, of course, in the beginning, you have the hype, you have a big boom. Everybody comes to your place because they heard through somebody that, oh, they have a nice cafe or nice coffee or whatever, anything else. But I would say that to keep that hype, actually, that's very tough as well, because of course in the beginning you have a big hype and then it's gonna slow down a little bit, and you have to keep going. So I'm very happy with what we have done, because it's almost like we have never lost that hype. So especially the first year, money challenges, we have been doing a crowdfunding to help us going through the toughest moments, and It worked. It worked actually through the help of people. And Enchanté is a cafe, but it's kind of like a community. Everybody who comes here, they know each other or they want to meet new people. And so the help that we got from the people was amazing.
I love that. And I think that's the beauty of these independently owned cafes. It's got real personality, and you've got your regulars coming in, as well as, you say, new folks who are discovering the charm and the flirtiness of Enchanté and really falling in love with the place and keeping those people close to you. Now, one of the things that I think can sometimes be a bit off-putting for people getting into business, especially if you're not familiar with the landscape in Finland and how things work, you know, the officialdom, if I put it that way, is having to deal with all of the requirements involved in setting up a business sometimes. And especially, I think the requirements are even more when it comes to the food business. What was your experience navigating all of the requirements in terms of setting things up? Was it... I see you smiling.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about that.
Actually, it's way more complicated than what I expected, to be honest. I knew, of course, that there are a lot of laws that you have to go through or you have to respect when you open your own business. But there are a lot of things that you cannot know. You just have to experience it, and then you have to find a solution. For example, we have one toilet here in Enchanté, so we are restricted to have only 25 seats maximum, and these are laws that you cannot know in advance. So we started to make this cafe, and first we had like over 30 seats, and we're okay, we're good, and then, but no, no, we have to remove at least 5 seats to make it possible.
Are those restrictions or laws enforced actively? Like when you had 30 seats, did you have an inspector come in to the cafe and count your seating and say, and then go visit the toilet and say, I'm sorry, nope, got to take 5 seats out, only one toilet?
I don't remember exactly how did it happen, but I know that we had a comment about it, and somebody said, like, hey, count how many seats you have, and then we counted, and then we were okay, but why? You know, and so then we looked over, and yeah, actually we saw written somewhere in an article, very tiny somewhere, that, oh yeah,
the fine print,
exactly.
The famous fine print. As you've said, of course, you've had to navigate many challenges, you know, getting the business up and running and keeping it in business after the first flush of excitement has passed. Who would you say were your biggest champions supporting you when things started to go a little bit sideways?
Well, I would say that I have a team, as I like to call them. I have a team of people who, like my friends and my family, so they are very honest with me, and they have been helping from the beginning. And also, like, they tell me when something is not right. It would not be fair to mention one or two, because there are a lot of people. But yeah, like these people, especially my mom, I would say when she came here in Enchanté, because she lives in France, so she cannot come here every day. Otherwise, she would be here in the podcast right now as well. But yeah, like when she came here, she has taught me a lot of things. My mom has never had a business.
Moms know everything.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and she knows like what is good for their son, especially. So she has been very, very supportive and very, very direct to me, and that has helped me a lot.
I'm glad that you mentioned moms. This is a good opportunity for me to give a special shout out to Travis's mom, Mandy, who's visiting us here on our recording today and in Enchanté Café, because yeah, here at FTTLG, it's Bring Your Mom to Work Day.
Beautiful.
This is Finland Through the Looking Glass, a podcast series created and hosted by Denise Wall. If you're enjoying the show, please join in the conversation on social media.
I was checking out information from the hospitality industry lobby group, which is called MARA. And they said in their latest outlook for this industry that the economic prospects for business are not very positive. How optimistic are you that you'll be able to keep this cafe going? Because times are tough. We're operating in an environment where perhaps people may have less spending power because of various changes that are planned or being implemented by the new government in Finland. But in general, inflation is high. The prices of the raw materials that you are using to produce your wonderful coffees and treats are rising. And that's going to affect business.
Of course, the raw product gets higher and higher, but we decided to not change the price, for example. That is something that we know that is tough for everybody. It's tough for us, but it's also tough for the customers. So we try to keep the same prices as much as we can. And so far, so good. We have had a lot of challenges, as I said, the first year, but these were not because of the inflation. It was because we decided to open the cafe without any saving, actually. So the day that we opened, we had €0 in the account. So that was our mistake. But I would say that since then, the business is getting better and better. Luckily, we had a lot of these regulars who come here all the time and who support us every day. So for us, I would say that we are in a quite good situation. But I heard from other business owners, I mean, the times are very tough. And well, we try to support each other in these moments, and we just try to keep moving and try to all the time find a solution, as I said before. And yeah, I would say that we respect people. We don't want to make them pay more for us to make the same profits. It's like a win-win situation if we have them here every day. And I know that these people, they will always come back. And I'm very optimistic. The situation is going to get better in the world. So the raw material is going to drop at some point. I hope so. We're going to keep the same prices from the beginning. So we're helping people now, but I know that they will have our back in the future.
It's interesting to hear you talk about coming together with other cafe owners. So you have your own kind of community. But I'm wondering about the competitive side of things, because you chose to open your cafe in Helsinki, which is, I think, one of the most competitive areas in Finland to open a food business. I mean, you could go to Kajaani and and open a French cafe. And I'm sure that you would be the only French cafe in
forever. Yeah,
exactly. Possibly forever. What has the competitive situation been like for you opening up a new spot in Helsinki?
There is a new hotel coming. There is a new cafe coming in the street. There are new businesses opening in Erikinkatu. And well, my reply is that none of this has impacted us. I believe that we have created a different type of cafe here in Helsinki, especially. And well, we not only serve cafe and pastries, it's more like a vibe. And that's why I always joke with people. I would also like to go myself, sit in a cafe here in Helsinki, talk to the owners and having a good time and stuff like that. But it has not happened. It's very hard actually to find these type of places here in Helsinki, because you see all of these big companies, they have the monopoly. But I believe that we have created a different vibe, so people like the vibe more than they like the coffee and the pastry. Of course, we have good coffee and pastries as well, but it's more about the vibe. And I'm very positive, and also my mom has always teach me also something, that there is always a piece of cake for everybody. No matter how big is the cake, how many people they are, you will all eat and you will all share the same cake. So welcome to any other business, any other French cafe even, who wants to open here in Helsinki. Like, we're gonna share the same cake.
There's always something for everyone.
Yeah, I want to mention I have a big team, actually a very 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 good team here in Enchanté. Alex, Ansi, Zoui, and Sami now lately also. Like, these guys actually, they all have their own character, all their own vibe. And I have a very good sense of, like, sensing people. I don't know if I can say that, but so when I see a customer coming inside, I'm like, okay, Alex,
yeah,
go.
That's yours. Yeah,
Zoui, go. You know, so I send my best soldier for the customers. So yeah, like, I love the fact that our team come from all around the world. We all have our own vibe. We all have our own personality, and that's what makes Enchanté. It's a French cafe, but it's for everybody.
I think one of the things that you're touching on that I feel we probably don't talk enough about in business is the softer side, you know, what they like to call soft skills. So really being able to read people, relate to people, interact with people, just reach out and touch people. So very often when we talk about getting into business, we talk about things like, you have to have enough capital and you have to have your projections and you have to have, you know, this and that and all these technical skills. But I remember someone saying to me that sales is about relationships. When you're in a cafe, that's a selling job as well. And it's about building relationships with new customers and maintaining relationships with your old, existing, faithful customers as well.
Yeah, I mean, I have a very good example for that. I used to happen to work in Espresso House, for example, where their motto is to sell. So I saw what is a big chain, and now Enchanté, for example, like, both sales are important. I'm gonna lie if I say that we don't care about the sales. But I used to, even in Espresso House, I used to take my time to talk with people. So these people, they always come back, and that they are happy to be there and happy to talk to me, for example. And so they bring money all the time, right? So they are also increasing the sales. But for the vision and the value of Espresso House, they were targeting new customer all the time to increase the sale daily. But they forget about, like, all of these customers who always come back, which also increase the sale in a way. So, like, both are increasing the sales, but on a both different way, actually. And I believe in respecting people, giving time to people, so they always feel welcome to come back.
And I feel that this is really a kind of a reflection on the direction of business in general. Which is that, yes, as you say, the sales are important, but the customer is also important.
Yeah, people forget about these soft skills in a way because they are too targeted on the money side. And of course, it works for a short period of time when you target the money, because you're going to make money. But then it will come to the point that people, they will not come back anymore. So all of these tools, skills that you had to make money, they are gone, because you don't have anybody to sell, basically. And then you have these places where the main target is not the money. That's what they want to do, and these places work all the time, because you're going to make money when you do what you want to do. So sometimes it takes longer time, but it's going to happen.
That's very encouraging.
This is Finland Through the Looking Glass, a podcast series created and hosted by Denise Wall. If you're enjoying the show, please join in the conversation on social media.
Nowadays, as you probably know, in order to stay competitive, lots of businesses, but I feel especially entrepreneurs in the food sector, need to think about issues like sustainability and being careful of the environment in terms of where they source their raw materials and how they're made and so on, because customers are also very much aware of these issues and are demanding more from the companies they do business with. Now, how easy or how difficult has it been for you to ensure that you stay on the right side of those kinds of sustainability and ethical issues?
Actually, it's pretty easy, in my opinion. Like, as I said, I'm from Cameroon, so I know what is it to save things or to not have everything that you want. But like, I think that that's maybe my positive mindset, but I think that the society like has made it quite easy and quite simple, actually. Very, very easy, very logical too. And I think it's a fight that we are all fighting against, and we have to make it happen, and we have to find a way to make it happen. That's, for me, I mean, it's as simple as that. Maybe it's not easy for everybody, but it's very logical for me to try to have like paper cup, to try to have like paper straws, for example, and stuff like that.
Given what you know now, after a bit over 2 years in the business, is there anything that you can think of that you would have done differently when you started out?
I would read more about things in general, laws and etc. Because like, I love this area, I love this building, I love the people who rent this place for us, but it's been quite challenging for us to make this space a cafe. For example, like this was a shop before, a clothing shop, so they didn't have almost any water system, any electricity system, so we had to build everything our own. So I would say, yeah, maybe like be more aware.
So in other words, if you had chosen a different location that already had that kind of infrastructure,
yeah,
your initial investment would not have been so big.
Yeah, and I think maybe half of it would be enough, actually. Of course, the biggest cost that we have was the coffee machine. Then it comes to the electricity, and then the water.
What advice would you give to a young person or even an older person who's listening and considering getting started in business and maybe even in the restaurant industry, running a cafe or a restaurant?
Simple, just do it. Of course, you need to have a very good work ethic and a very good idea as well, but nothing stops you. If it's not now, it's gonna be never. And just do it. I was also in the same situation. I was like, okay, I really want to start my own businesses, but I don't have money. I don't have, because I didn't have time. I was working all the time also before. So I didn't have time, I didn't have money. But then I realized that actually I can make the time. So when I was working, I was doing my business on the same time. I was working from the morning. Then I came here, paint or do renovation at night. And then we found a loan, and you know, so everything will happen. You just have to make the time, then everything will just flow naturally. If it's a good idea, if you are motivated and you can feel in your gut that this is what you should do, then you have to do it. If you don't do it, nobody else is gonna do it for you. So,
what are some of the things that make you maybe depressed when it comes to business, and also what keeps you motivated? So on the one hand, you know, what can, you know, a bad day for Mikhail look like, and what does a great day look like for Mikhail?
Bad days I cannot control. So we have had bad days here in Enchanté, like the coffee machine didn't work, for example, or like technical problems, I would say. That is what drive me down, yeah, for sure. Because you cannot control them, and then you have to wait for the maintenance to come or to just like suddenly magically the coffee machine works again for I don't know what reason, but then it just does. But what keeps me motivated, I have many things like the people. That's my first thing. The happiness. Like I love when people come here. They are not maybe in the best mood, but when they leave from here, they are in a very good mood. So that is what gave me motivation.
And what would you say has your proudest moment been?
When we celebrated the first year of Enchanté. So that was, if I remember, we opened the 4th January 2021. Yeah. No, 2022, sorry. And we celebrated the 14th January 2023. So about last year, there were, I think, 200 people here in Enchanté. We had a good time. It was amazing. Like the love that we got that night from everybody, actually, all of our customers, even people that we didn't know, they were outside. They saw what is happening here inside. They came to check, and now they are customers because they love the evening. So just to see that amount of people happy at the same time in the same place, that was something special, yeah.
Now, I know we talked earlier about the fact that you have this dream to have your own hotel.
Yeah.
And you've mentioned that you might still be in this food business for a while, but I'm interested in sort of picking your brain about what that timeline looks like. So how much further do you think you will go with Enchanté? You mentioned 5 years just now.
But actually, I am actually right now already working on a different concept with a friend that will be a restaurant. I cannot unfortunately talk about it yet, but I'm already talking about it. But then I want also Enchanté to grow, of course. That's my little baby in a way, like no matter how many businesses I will have, but like that's my first. Actually, it's not my first, but that's my first in this industry. But I'm planning to make a lounge, Enchanté Lounge, in the next 2-3 years. So a little bit bigger space, no coffee this time. Or maybe we're going to have a little coffee machine, but but it's going to be more like vibe orientated. Of course, like this cafe as well, but this is going to be more like a place where people come and they sit even more, maybe for the whole day, and have a cocktail or nice music, nice vibe, and a little bit of food on the side as well. So this first of all, and then I have 2-3 restaurant idea. The hotel, my business plan is ready as well. I have my idea, and the business plan is already done, but I'm not ready yet myself. So I'm gonna give it a couple years, maybe 10 years for the hotel.
These are all exciting things, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you do next, Mikhail. We've got our eye on you now. But before we wrap up our conversation, as you know, it is our way here on Finland Through the Looking Glass to pass questions on from one guest to the next. And we have a question queued up for you from our previous guest, Mark Hayton. And take it away, Travis.
Yeah, what artifact or item did you bring with you from your home country that you treasure?
Oof. Okay. Well, I don't know if it's considered an item, but it's I have a picture of my 3 little brothers. My motivation in my life is my little brothers. So they are three pictures by my bed that I see all the time when I wake up. That's the first thing that I see. One of them passed away, actually,
sorry to hear
3
that.
Years ago. So it's like my motivation is for the 2 others that are here, but also from the one watching up the sky. And this is my artifact, if I can say, and my motivation.
I'm so sorry to hear about the loss of one of your brothers. And I'm sure that he and your 2 brothers who remain, and your mom and the rest of your family, are very proud of you.
Thank you.
And now, your turn to pose a question for the next guest, Mikhail.
So, how happy are you with your current situation? compared to the goal that you have?
Ooh, these questions. And on that note, I'd like to wrap up our conversation. It's been wonderful chatting with you, Mikhail.
Pleasure. I mean, shared pleasure. And I'm very happy that you guys found this cafe and that you can work here. It brings also a very nice vibe and it fits here in Enchanté. So I'm very happy. Thank you.
Thank you for saying yes to us on that first day when we burst in off the street, Travis and I. Thank you so much for joining us and for allowing us to spend time here and to be part of your journey. We're looking forward to sharing the rest of it with you for as long as you'll have us.
Thank you.
And that's all for this episode. Please show your support for the show and the amazing people who come forward to tell their stories by liking, following, rating, and sharing FTTLG on Spotify or your favorite podcast app.
You have been listening to Finland Through the Looking Glass, a podcast series created and hosted by Denise Wall. Production on this episode was handled by myself, Travis Glosso. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to join in the conversation, please look for Finland Through the Looking Glass on social media. Join us next time for more intimate and eye-opening conversations from Finland's quiet minority.